The Pentagon has been spying and maintaining files on Americans exercising their First Amendment rights. And so is the FBI. As part of an ACLU FOIA effort in 20 states on behalf of over 100 domestic, political, and religious groups, the ACLU received numerous documents confirming that the FBI's joint terrorism task forces are investigating peaceful activists working on issues from affirmative action, animal rights, environmental rights, to opposition to the Iraq War. This is the same administration that had retired Rear Admiral John Poindexter develop the Total Information Awareness data mining system at the Pentagon. That program was supposed to track in real time the electronic footprints of every individual in the United States. The administration also proposed Operation TIPS, which would have recruited postal workers and cable technicians to be snoops for the government. And the list goes on. Torture, eavesdropping on attorney-client conversations, implementing an air travel system called CAPS-2 that promises to tar millions of innocent air travelers as potential terrorists, including, as we know, small children and infants, actively seeking to paint its critics as traitors, secretly deporting suspects to countries that use torture as an interrogation technique, rounding up thousands of non-citizens after 9/11 on the weakest of leads, aggressively using what should be limited anti-terrorism powers to sidestep traditional checks and balances, and creating, arguably, the most secretive administration this country has ever known. The NSA scandal is only the latest in a long line of abuses.